across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yes, it's Bob Simpson on what should be the drive show, but the reason I'm still here is that the studio has been invaded by a crowd of people that I've been kind of expecting this afternoon, and they've turned up. It's all about Brentwood Leisure Trust and Essex Mental Health Communities event that's going on today at the Brentwood Centre, Fitness in Mind. And joining me in the studio is Nikki Smith and Wayne Banks and Secretary of State for Communities and Local Government, and of course our local MP, Eric Pickles. Welcome to you all.
Hello.
Hello.
Very happy to be here.
It's lovely to see you. Now, I have to confess that we didn't know about this until too much before today's show.
Sorry, Bob.
And I was aware of the event, but I hadn't looked into it at all. So maybe perhaps, Wayne, first of all, we could start with you. Can you give us a sort of overview of what you're doing here at the Brentwood Centre and what the idea of the whole thing is, please?
Yeah. Today we're holding something called the Brentwood Mental Health Fair, which is all of the local service providers in Brentwood or who operate in Brentwood area coming together to network themselves and introduce themselves to other organisations that maybe they haven't met before, but also to share their information with the local community. So anyone can come along to the centre today. It's all free. One of the things that we will be doing at 4 o'clock is introducing the Fitness in Mind programme, which I'll let Nikki explain what that one is about.
Okay, well, Nikki Smith, you're from Brentwood Leisure Trust, yes?
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Well, Fitness in Mind is a project that we got funding from Active Essex and Essex Youth Strategy. It's a series of fitness classes run for people experiencing mental ill health or mental distress. The scheme runs for 12 weeks now because we've just got an extension. And those classes are completely free of charge as well. So anyone aged between 18 and 25 can come along to the centre and do any of the classes free of charge.
Wonderful. So what are the benefits of exercise and fitness if you've got a mental health problem? Wayne?
Generally, there's an understanding that physical activities, physical sports can improve your mental well-being just by increasing the endorphins, but also just making you physically fit. Part of the reason that we've included the Fitness in Mind program, health walk, yoga, box fitness and Pilates, is that they're social activities and that you can actually make friends.
Okay.
So it's about social inclusion as well.
Mixing. Okay, well, and pleased to see Eric Pickles here as well. Welcome, Eric. How did you get involved in this one?
Well, I mean, there was a time when people were slightly frightened of mental health, if they got someone slightly ashamed, but it's going up the political agenda, and it's really important to recognise when people are feeling depressed, or they've got a relative that's got a dementia. There are things that can be done, there are exercises that can happen, and actually I've never been among a more happy, cheerful bunch of people than than the exhibitors. And you know what this is about is about how we treat people who are not very well.
Absolutely.
And there is a way out. There is possibilities, and often it means maybe helping someone along who has had difficulty working, just giving them a bit of confidence, getting them moving along. It might be persuading someone to come out for a walk or get involved in different organisations. And right down here at the community centre, there's a great opportunity for these organisations to meet up, but to actually find it's okay.
Yeah.
These are nice people, and there's nothing to be reticent about. Just come along and enjoy it.
Absolutely fine. So has it been well supported today, the event?
We'd like a few more people turning up.
Right,
so
okay.
We've been really well supported by the service providers in the local community.
Okay.
And some of the volunteers with mental health problems, but we'd love the public to come along. It wasn't publicised for very long. It's only been publicised for the last couple of weeks, so
okay.
We know that this is the first one that we're doing, one of many, we hope. But come along, we're open till 6 o'clock this evening.
Okay.
And at 4 o'clock we've got the presentation, which should
and
be fun.
It's really important to come along at 4 o'clock because we're showing our Fitness in Mind music video.
Oh, right.
First showing ever to the public.
Is that something
it's
you've made
amazing,
here? Is it?
Yes.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Very exciting.
Good. And I see here from a bit of information I've got, the kind of things you'll be doing. There's a health walk on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about that? It's going out just for a walk, is it?
Yeah, it's pretty much we have a leader and then we have some peer support workers as well, all volunteers that take the group out. I think they start around the field and they've started to venture out a bit further onto the road. But yeah, it's just walking
excellent.
And chatting.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got yoga on Tuesday, box fitness on Thursday. What's that?
Fitness. That's for people that like to release a little bit
boxing.
More
boxing.
Energy.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I had this
boxing.
Picture of a box in my mind. I was wondering what people were going to do with it. Okay. And Pilates next on Sunday.
This Sunday coming. Anyone can just turn up. Say 15 minutes before, we can sign them up to the Fitness in Mind program, or phone up the centre and we can register them that way. We've also got a swimming or de-stress swim starting in July, which is for children 7 to 17 who want to come down just have a bit of fun to de-stress after exams or just because they've got their own mental health problems.
So. Well, that's fantastic. Well, I wish you every success with Fitness in Mind. If anybody wants to find out a little bit more about it, is there someone they can go on the internet to check it out? Or
yeah, they can look on our website, which is www.brentwood-centre.co.uk. Or they can call the centre on 01277 215 151. Or, just come in and ask someone.
Fantastic.
Everyone's aware of the project.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Nikki Smith, Wayne Banks, and, of course, Eric Pickles, for joining me today to hear about a great scheme, a great community thing as well. Thanks very much.
Thank
you for having us. Cheers.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.